We're interested in getting some information regarding your sighting of a large fireball the night of the 14th.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I wonder if you could give us a full description of what happened right from the beginning.
Well, let's see. I turned onto the street going to my house, which runs north, and my wife said, look, I looked up and saw not a yellow light, an orange flame ball traveling in the northern sky. From where I was going, it was traveling, looked like a southeast really direction from where I was at. But I'm not too good on my compass right now. I watched it for a good 3 to 4 minutes from the time I got out of the car, probably a minute before, maybe a half minute before I stopped the car. So I watched it for about 4.5 minutes. And then I watched what it seemed to break off. We had one section of flame, then clear sky, and then the major portion of flame.
Uh-huh.
I watched it, and then it faded from sight after about 4 minutes of seeing it.
To the southeast?
Yeah.
Was there a fairly heavy cloud layer at the time, or was this rather...
No, it was crystal clear. I could see all the stars and everything. We were in between clouds and everything, and it was clear all the way up.
There was something mentioned on KGR radio about you contacting would-be radio station.
I contacted over there air operations, you know, to see if we'd lost an aircraft. And we had all our aircraft accounted for. And I was talking to the lieutenant commander there. I can't remember his name offhand. But he was observing it from the air operations tower.
Yes.
And he called radar real quick, and they weren't able to pick anything up. I don't know whether it was just too far or what, but they were unable to pick anything up off of it.
Now, when you called him, had you concluded your sighting at the time? I mean, had it gone out of sight to
you?
Yes,
it had been out of sight to me for maybe, 4 minutes, from the time I finished driving home to the time I got to the phone.
And then you went in and called this commander, and he said that he was watching it, or he had watched it?
He had watched it.
He had watched it, okay. Yeah. And that was, it appeared to be heading southeast. Did it appear to go over the Cascades, or was there too much cloud cover to tell?
It was heading towards the Cascades. I guess from where it was at, it was in that area of being to the Cascades. I haven't lived here too long. I'm not too familiar with the area around here. But it might have been 60 miles at the maximum from where I was at, maybe closer.
I see. Was this, I know visual estimates are hard to tell, but was this fairly high in the sky to you? About what degree would you say it was elevation?
I'd say I was looking at about... 10 o'clock, maybe 10:15 in the sky.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't real high, to the spreading more along the 40 degrees above the horizon.
I see. Was it quite large? This is hard to tell, too.
Yeah. Let's see. From previous meteorites, whatever I've seen, it was extremely large. It was, I'd estimate, maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles long, the flame trail was.
Yes.
The actual head of it, I couldn't tell, but the flame was maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles long.
And no change of direction at all while you had it under observation?
No, I just kept noticing that it kept flying horizontally, you know, instead of diagonally like most meteorites, it was going horizontally.
Uh-huh.
That's what made me think of maybe an aircraft, because I've seen them fly horizontally a long time while I'm playing.
Yes.
So.
And the exact time was about 6:20, you say?
6:20, thereabouts, because I remember I just returned from the store, and I left the store at 6:15.
Uh-huh. Have you talked to anyone else who has seen it in your area?
I've tried to find a few other people. We have a lieutenant commander in my squadron who was in the air at that time and observed it for a while.
I see.
And
are you in the Navy now?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just wondering, had you reported it officially, or have you kind of kept it to yourself?
Well, I called my squadron and, did an air operation. And our squadron had, they called some outfit in North Dakota, I can't remember what it was, something to do with, the observation of these things.
And yes.
Our skipper called that.
Probably NORAD.
But, other than calling the news station, I wasn't able to catch the number for the research center down there.
Yes.
To call them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure appreciate your talking to me. If we sent you a questionnaire, would you take the time to fill it out?
Sure, certainly.
It's quite brief, but we'd like to get this on record. We have other reports of things for the same evening, and we're trying to correlate the flight directions and the time so we can see what we've got, whether it's one or more
objects. One or more objects.
Right.
Yeah.
Just in case you should see something else in the future or hear of anything being seen.
Oh, yeah. I've seen things before in other locations. Southern California in the desert. But this is the first one I've seen up here.
Uh-huh. And is there anything else you can add to this?
No, not that I can think of. I thought they had an approximate location where she went down.
Well, this is a different case. This took place at 7:50 the same night.
Oh, the one that went down?
Right.
They observed at 7:50?
Right.
And I observed one at
6:20.
At 6:20.
Right. And one was also observed in eastern Washington, approximately 6:25. So we got ourselves a little jigsaw puzzle here.
Yeah. I think I'll get some of my books out. They aren't expecting any meteorite swarms that I know of.
Well, there was a meteor shower due, but then the flight characteristics there would rule out a meteor anyway.
Yeah, that's what bugged me. Do meteorites don't travel horizontally, do they?
No way.
That's what I thought.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.